Seer would give you permission to remove that log out the road.
Mm-hmm.
You see, be asked you that would you be moving the log out the road?
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about dragging it though, you say I.
Yeah, you'd have to drag it across the road,
uh-huh.
Or you had to drag it out the road.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't get it out the road nowhere in that day, but drag it out.
Hit your chain to it
and drag it out.
And if you had mules, uh-huh. You take them and drag, and if you didn't, you take your tractor or something like that.
No, they didn't have a tractor in them days. Mm-hmm. It's like she wanted to know how you got it out of them. Well, if you had mules, just like she said, you drug it out in them days.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have no mule to roll that log,
mm-hmm.
out the road, you'd had to get together and roll it out.
Mm-hmm.
Out the way of the traffic.
Mm-hmm. You say, we have what? Many logs out of that road.
Yeah.
How would you say that?
How'd you say that?
Yeah, how would you say that? We have what?
I'd tell the public, I pulled up many logs out of that road.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'd say. In that day,
mm-hmm.
If I was passing or going by and you were with me and I see a road, you know, I'd tell you I pulled a many logs out mm-hmm. that road. That's what I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And to get something to move away from you, you wouldn't pull it, you'd...
But if I had mules or something, uh-huh. I'd pull it. But if I didn't have mules enough of us would get together and we'd say, we got to move that log out the road.
Snake the log out.
But Sneaking means pulling with a gun, oxes or mule.
Mm-hmm.
You see, snaking means pulling it with oxen or mule, if you're snaking it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to move the log, that oxen or mule, I'd ask you to help me to move the log.
Mm-hmm.
I'd ask you to help me to move the log.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to snake the log with mules or oxen, I'd get them to snake it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to ask you or my wife or my children, come on, go down here with me. I got to move this log mm-hmm. out the way. But the later they come on snaking it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That mean with a tractor or mule.
Mm-hmm. And talking about cotton, what do you call it when you get out there and you thin the cotton out?
Because I got lint.
Hmm?
I got a lint. My bill of cotton is lint. It's lint now.
You said what you call it, Fred, when you get out there and thin the cotton out.
Thin it out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you... Well, you thinning your cotton out. It's too thick.
Mm-hmm. Or you say you're...
Putting it to a proper stand mm-hmm. where you're going to leave it. Thinning it out,
mm-hmm.
you put out too many seeds to get a stand, and when it got to come up, then I'm going out and hoe it
mm-hmm.
and leave what I want on the ground.
What does chopping cotton mean?
That means same thing you asked me.
Chopping
it out and leaving a stand.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning the grass out.
What kind of grass grows up there?
Well, different grass.
Grass.
Crabgrass and coca grass and Thai vine and weeds. That's the kind of vegetation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Farm vegetation.
What's the first thing you use to break up the ground with in the spring?
But when you're farming,
mm-hmm.
break up the ground in the spring.
Plow. First thing you do, you knock your stove. You used to have to knock them with sticks.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? You and me and my children. Get in there and knock the stalks down.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing we do is get a turn plow
mm-hmm.
and one mule. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to breaking up our land.